Hello, and welcome to a subscription box light episode on the Comic Book Page podcast. My name is John Mayo. In this episode, I will be opening up a subscription box and discussing the contents. Joining me for this subscription box light is, once again, surprise, surprise, my sister, Kay Kellum.
You know, if someone else ever joins you for one of these, it will be a surprise.
Yes, yes, it would. And who knows, maybe at some point I'll do that. We've already done two boxes this month. This is still May 2015.
Mm-hmm.
We did the Comic-Con in a Box and the mm-hmm. Marvel Collector Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, no sooner did that episode go up than a day or two later, the Loot Crate came.
That's very true. And it currently in shipping, but it probably won't be here for 3 weeks, is the Z-Box coming over from England.
And we decided the Marvel Collector Corps was an every other month one, right?
Correct.
Okay. So going forward, I'm expecting we're going to do one of these a month. We'll wait till either a particular time of the month, late in the month or something like that. Or just when we have enough boxes that, hey, we better go do one. Now, it'll be easy next month because in June, we're going on a cruise. So a lot of things will stack up. And when we come back, we'll have a couple of days between then and Comic-Con. And we ought to record one then.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. So we have the May Loot Crate. This box feels bigger than the others. It's an 11-inch by... I still need a better ruler. We'll say... 8 1/4, 8 1/2. We'll say 8 1/2. And we will say...
Nearly 4 inches.
So, bigger than last month's, certainly. Bigger than the decoy one we got that just had the t-shirt.
Yes.
This month's theme is Unite.
The gaming box, as I recall.
I wasn't thinking it so much as a gaming box, although it may have some gaming stuff in it. The video they did was kind of a parody on Power Rangers.
Interesting.
You know, with they all are in the big robot. They do the fist shoots out as a rocket thing. Never comes back. So at the end, they're at the juice bar. It's like, whatever happened to Yellow?
Interesting. I was, for some reason, thinking this was a video gamers theme.
And it may have some video game stuff, but Unite can mean a lot of things.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm hoping for something cool for Power Rangers because I'm a fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd mentioned a few other properties in the description of the month's thing, but I really don't remember what the other things were. So it will be a surprise.
And that's the whole point of a mystery box.
All right, so hold on to the mic.
I will once again serve my purpose as a mic stand and understand why I am an in-person co-host and not a via Skype co-host.
Yeah, I've tried doing this with, people on Skype. Here, hold this, and it just drops. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
All right, so I have opened the thing up. We are once again popping it up. We get the usual kind of a thing for the inside of the box. One or two of the other boxes, I think, do better theming on the inside. This is kind of a grid work.
It says cut here.
I think when we get the box done, we'll have an idea what it's supposed to be.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, so starting with the t-shirt. This looks to be a... Oops, something else.
The pin.
The pin fell out. We'll start with the pin, then. This is the May 2015 Unite Loot Crate, with a... It looks like a Batman shaking hands with maybe Superman?
Yeah.
All right, so we got the pin. The shirt is actually a really cool green and white Ranger, kind of a hybrid thing. It's got the helmets for the two. On the left is the green, on the white is the... White Ranger with Saba, the White Ranger's sword, in an X formation behind them with the Green Ranger's dagger, dragon mm-hmm. dagger.
I'm wishing that I knew foreign languages so I could read the Asian characters on it and tell you if this was Japanese or Chinese.
It's got to be Japanese. The property's Japanese.
Well, and I'm assuming it's Japanese.
If
but
only we had some cousins.
I know. If only we had access to Japanese... knowing people. And Flophouse logo, Power Rangers logo, Loot Crate logo. So definitely a Loot Crate exclusive, I would think.
And they did it in partner, I believe, with Saban, or at least the Power Rangers. Power Rangers LLC. So yeah, that's part of the Saban stuff. Now it's interesting because above they've got some kanji I don't recognize, the Power Ranger Lightning Bolt, and another kanji that I recognize but have no idea what means, and then some stuff in the banner below. It would not surprise me if the kanji on the left meant green and the one on the right meant white. But I'm guessing, and we'll have to run that by our cousins.
Yeah, I like that shirt. It's a very good-looking shirt.
Out of all the shirts, I would say I like this one the best theming-wise. I still think the D&D one kind of popped really nice.
The D&D one definitely popped nice.
This is a gray shirt with almost a muted green and white.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a vibrant kind of a thing, and that's fine. It works, but it's interesting. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
This
is a shirt that, whether or not you're familiar with the property, I think people would wear. Because it's got an attractive look to it, whether or not you're saying, oh, wow, this is obviously Power Rangers and I love Power Rangers. I think it's an attractive shirt in general.
Yes. And what's interesting is I've been looking for some new shirts for Comic-Con this year.
Mm-hmm.
This one I think I'll use.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot of compliments on the 20th anniversary Power Ranger one I've got. This, again, good green and white Ranger. Tommy's iconic.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because most of the stuff I usually put back in the box. I've got the boxes stacking up in the comic book room. This one, like I said, I'll probably hang on to pull out.
Yeah.
Likewise, might do that with the either the Loot Crate one itself and or the Dungeons & Dragons one.
I would suggest the D&D one. I think it's a good wear it shirt, not necessarily while you're in the con, but on the way to or from con.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's a good to or from con shirt because it's kind of a cool looking one.
Mm-hmm. But and it's one where neither of us can answer any questions about D&D, so wearing it at a con might be awkward.
Yes, exactly. Certainly I would not wear it to Gen Con if we ever went.
Oh, yeah.
So, next up, we have a green box. I've really got to get in the habit of having my glasses on when I do this.
Well, and this is a box that has a logo on four sides and information on two sides.
Rick and Morty puzzle. It's a 300-piece jigsaw puzzle. It's an 11-inch by 14-inch puzzle with, like I said, 300 pieces. I was about to say, I have no idea how many pieces. It's like, geez, I should pay attention to myself. It's an Adult Swim property, Cartoon Networks. I don't think it's exclusive to Loot Crate. I know nothing about Rick and Morty.
Yeah, neither
so
do I.
It's got, you know, what it looks like on the front of it. But jigsaw puzzles, interesting thing to put in a Loot Crate or a subscription box in general. I like that idea.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, and it's got a lot of interesting colors to it. I think people who do jigsaw puzzles avidly would enjoy this one because it's got lots of different shades of green, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet it has some really interesting pieces in it.
The box is about 3.5 inches cubed.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't seen jigsaw puzzles kind of packaged this way before.
Neither did I.
So, ready to go to the next item?
Yeah.
All right, next up, we have shoelaces, Marvel shoelaces.
I happen to know someone who tends to break their shoelaces right before Comic-Con, so that's a surprisingly useful item.
What I don't know is the length of these, 48 inches, one pair. So, slightly longer than I would typically use, but interesting. And it is a Loot Crate exclusive. If you look at it, though, it's got Marvel stuff printed on it, but kind of tiny and kind of...
I was going to say, they're very busy looking, hard to make out.
Yeah, busy is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Not bad, but not something I would typically do with my sneakers. Ever since Comic-Con a couple of years back, I've gotten very consistent, we'll say, stuck in a rut maybe is another way you might put it, of getting black tennis shoes, black laces, that kind of thing. Very subdued, low-key. What does this have to do with Comic-Con, people are wondering. I was invited to one of the many parties one year at Comic-Con. That was at one of the bars or whatever, one of the venues not far from Comic-Con, a couple of blocks out. I forget which one it was, but I couldn't get in the door. I had white sneakers and it didn't fit their dress code.
Yeah, that's right.
And I tried to explain to the guy at the door, it's like, I've been invited to the party. Well, you can't get in, you don't have the dress code. This is Comic-Con. I'm not wearing dress shoes, so we'll go back and change. My dress shoes are in Texas. I'm here in San Diego. So I've gotten in the habit of wearing stuff that's able to, if it had been dark shoes, you'd look down, wouldn't have noticed the difference and gone, said, fine, go in.
Yeah.
You know, but apparently that would have ruined the ambiance.
Yes, well, everybody looks down and, you know, evaluates your shoes.
I don't know. Comic-Con expecting people not to wear comfortable walking shoes, that's just crazy. On to the next item.
On to the next.
Now, this one is kind of interesting. We may have to use this at least once just to see how well it works. It's a Marvel Ice Cube tray. There are a bunch of things on it. We've got...
Looks like 8 ice cubes come out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're breaking the heart of some fan somewhere. You are opening the cardboard and removing the item. And I'm cheering all the way because I want to see what these look like.
I'm doing it carefully.
That's very true.
All right. So we've got, it's basically a kind of a rubber container that you just pour the water into.
Are those the logos of each of the Avengers? What are those?
No, Shield? Those are not. It's interesting because there are 4 things duplicated twice, but kind of staggered by 1.
Oh, okay.
The first one going down the left side, and it's the second one on the right, is the face of the Thing, Ben Grimm, from Fantastic Four.
Okay.
The next is a big fist. You could argue the Hulk.
Okay.
Because it's not Rocky, so it's not the Thing. Followed by Captain America's shield. And Iron Man's helmet.
All right, so I'd have gotten 2 of them at least. Maybe 3 for Hulk.
And the detail seems to come through pretty well.
It does. It looks like the detail's quite good on the inside.
It does make me wonder how long it takes for ice cubes to form. Because we're probably going to watch a movie after we're done recording this. So we may do that. So far, 2 things I may actually get some serious use out. Serious use is the wrong phrase. I may actually get some use out of.
May get some playful and entertaining use out of.
All right, next item. We have a Team Fortress collector set of pins. A red, blue, a pink unicorn pig thing. Sandwich.
It would help a lot if I knew what Team Fortress 2 was.
It's a video game. That much I knew.
Oh, well, you're ahead of me.
Pretty sure it is. It's by Valve. To me, and you can play it free on Steam. That's good to know. Steam is one of the main online gaming stores.
Interesting. And it seems to be a Loot Crate exclusive again. Yeah.
Steam is, as I am told by one of my coworkers who's a big gamer, kind of, sort of, but not entirely like Diamond is to comics.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, if you're a game developer and Steam carries you, that's awesome. If they don't, that's not good.
Interesting.
And Steam is run by Valve. Valve is also the people who did Portal.
Hmm.
I've finished 2 games from stem to stern, and it's Portal and Portal 2. I'm not the most talented video gamer. All right, next up, we have a decal, and I'm hoping those other 2 words mean something in other languages, because they mean nothing in English. It's an Avengers decal, I guess a car decal, maybe?
I'm guessing, like, for a car window?
It's Avengers Age of Ultron. You got the outline of Cap, Hulk, Iron Man, Vision, Thor, Scarlet Witch, and Hawkeye. Not the sort of thing I would use, but I appreciate the theming.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's very good looking. By trendsinternational.com of Indianapolis, apply to a clean, dry surface. I'm pretty sure it's saying it's for a car window.
It seems like it is. It's got kind of that white outline kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Very cool.
And it looks good on the Avengers logo blue background they have it on. So if you just keep it in the package, it still looks attractive.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Loot Crate official member card. It's got my number, which we will not tell other people. It's secret.
Oh, all right.
So I'm now a card-carrying member of Loot Crate.
Nice.
Probably want to have this with me at, like, Comic-Con, maybe. Don't know if it gets me anything, but...
But good idea.
Better to have it, not need it, than need it and not have it.
Yes.
All right. So next up, we have Unite the Stupid... Special Loot Crate edition of MAD, and we've got Alfred E. Newman as Aquaman, except instead of his spear, whatever, he's got a fishing rod and he's caught a goldfish. So if you ever want to know what Alfred E. Newman would look like, were he Jason Momoa as Aquaman, now you know. And they've got a special offer for Loot Crate subscribers, free issue of Mad on your iPad, and saying it's only available on iPad. And I don't have an iPad.
Neither do I.
At some point, I'll probably open that up, read through that. We'll get to this one in a moment. And then this next item I knew about, Drew had actually mentioned this on the forum, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the May numbers. Because this is Bravest Warrior number 1 from Kaboom, which is one of the imprints from Boom Studios. And this is a Loot Crate exclusive edition of the cover. And it's I really don't get anything from Kaboom because they're more kid-oriented or whatever, which is awesome. They've got a very, very strong line of kids material. Matter of fact, kids comics are doing well for Boom, IDW, a number of publishers. So I knew this was going to come in there, and given the circulation of Loot Crates, this could easily top the list on the next... Well, let me rephrase. It could be near the top of the list. Secret Wars is probably going to do very well. We've noticed a number of promotions around that. Star Wars tends to do well. Star Wars was over 200,000 in April, but this could promote it to, you know, up in the top 10, certainly, depending what else, how things go. So this is something that I think is interesting because on the one hand, it's an exclusive. So would you give it to your kid or whatever? On the other hand, it's a property that's suitable to give to your kid.
Yeah.
So are they going for the collector mentality? Are they going for the readers? Don't know. But it's a good way to get the material just out there. Now, if we look at the inside of the box, it's almost like a superhero locker room. We've got in the middle Cap's shield. We've got the White Ranger's helmet on top of. It's got like lockers and stuff like that. Nothing else that's really leaping out at me saying, you know, wow, that's amazing. But it's one of those you can kind of reverse the box, I guess.
Yeah, because it says pull here to start, and it's got some assembly instructions on the side. So it seems to be telling you how to dismantle the box and kind of turn it inside out.
And that would be the bench in the locker room at the top, and the flap is what we saw. So they're actually doing some interesting stuff there, trying to you know, get the box to be a dual purpose thing and be part of what you get.
Yeah.
So once again, this is the Unite. This is number Loot Crate number 22. I've got the magazine right here. They've got an article of what if I told you we're putting a team together? Quote from Tony Stark. Photos of various people wearing their This Is Stirred shirt from the first Loot Crate we got. So they're trying to, again, build up the community. Greatest comic teams of all times. Top 5. Interesting who they pick. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at 5. Fantastic Four, appropriately at 4. Avengers, then X-Men, and then Justice League. I've got to say I'd put the Teen Titans in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Then we've got an article, 10 Years of Boom, full-page ad on Irredeemable, which is cool. But it's only like a two-page Q&A sort of a thing, so only so much depth you can get into there. They then describe the Mega Crate. Now, what's interesting is this one here on it is a Kotobukiya Artifacts Avengers Age of Ultron Hulkbuster Iron Man statue. Obviously, we've seen Age of Ultron. We've all seen in the commercials and the trailer the Hulkbuster armor. Stuff's just huge. Now, the quandary I've got right now has nothing to do with this one, but SH Figure Arts is doing one. And I've already pre-ordered the figures for Cap, Thor, Hulk, War Machine, one other, I forget who, Iron Man. But they've got a Hulkbuster one. But B, it seems like maybe, you know, most of the figures are 6 inches. This has got to be like 10 or 12. But it's also unbelievably expensive. So the question is, do I get it or not? I'm very tempted.
So is it called the Hulkbuster or the Budgetbuster?
In that case, the SH Figure Arts is the Budget Buster.
Yeah.
And then they've got some people showing off the shirts. That's the guy who does, on one of them, the videos of, hey, what's going on with Loot Crate, does some of the writing and stuff. So they have kind of their house staff do some of this. And then they go through the card. Yeah, it's card decal for the Avengers Age of Ultron, the button set, the comic. You can even use the ice cube tray for Jell-O.
Ooh.
So yeah, they're going through basically all the different stuff, which I think is cool because it gives you, in some cases, like with the puzzle, a better view of what the image is on the puzzle and just something to compare with. Now, what's interesting is on the back, they've got different handshake deals, making me wonder if there are different pins. Because the pin I got was very clearly the second column, third row.
Mm-hmm.
The one I would kind of like to have gotten was third column, first row, which has the Red Ranger and the Green Ranger, I think. Maybe the White Ranger. So if somebody is getting the loot crate, I'm curious which pin you guys got and how much also is the same or different in the contents. Somebody had posted on the forum that for the Wizard one, they'd gotten a different DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. There's only so much of some of these things to go around.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not saying that you get the exact item, but something like this. Something mm-hmm. you may get a slightly different exclusive action figure, whatever.
And in the Marvel one, the shirts were not necessarily Thor versus Ultron. It may have been Hulk versus Ultron or someone different.
Oh, okay. I hadn't realized that.
I saw pictures on the Marvel website.
Got it.
That mentioned it was one of like four different shirts you might have gotten.
That's interesting. I mean, again, it makes sense. They want to have a variety of things. And if everyone was doing an unboxing and it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the first few hundred, it's like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
For me, the theme of Unite, a little loose, a little, ambiguous. Probably the best shirt we've gotten, by and large. Although, again, the Dungeons & Dragons one just looks cool.
Yeah.
Ice Cube thing is kind of cool. Beyond that, a lot of it, again, I'll have to read the Mad Magazine and a few things like that. This was a good one, but not an oh my god, wow, it was a home run.
No, but it was far more relevant to us than the mostly zombie stuff box that we got. So I'm still very entertained by what's coming out of the box.
Well, and again, they said there would be something from Power Rangers. I was hoping for something cool. I got that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they've got a good hit rate, and I like how this is scattered between different properties.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, if you're a Marvel fan, Marvel is supporting Loot Crate fairly well.
Yeah.
Either with a comic, or in this case, the Ice Cubes, in other cases, the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
Badge for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They're doing a pretty good job. DC really doing nothing, which is a shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is something where you've got a wide audience. You can get some of your material in the hands of. There's no real major downside to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of cost involved, but it's from a promotional standpoint, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
This is something that, were this, say, a year or so back when a Super Megaforce was the Power Rangers show on the air, I would have said they should have tossed in one of the keys for the Morpher.
That would have been awesome.
Again, there are a lot of things of that sort they could do. Now, what's also impressive is Marvel is being fairly supportive of this, even though they've got their own box now.
Yes.
So DC, I think, should either step up to the plate with their own box or get on board with these things and get more involved. So, again, moving forward, we're probably going to do multiple boxes. In a single episode a month. Again, just depends how it pans out. Some months we will have multiple boxes. Certainly for the next one or twos, we've got the three wizard ones.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, unless they've got a better hit rate than the first one, doubt I'll continue with it.
Yeah, with the Comic-Con box.
The Marvel one I'll probably, so far I'm liking a lot and will continue with. Loot Crate at this point has a good enough hit rate that it seems to kind of justify itself.
Mm-hmm.
Not a surefire we'll continue with it after a year, but, you know, we're three boxes in, and it's cool, it's fun, it's got some good stuff.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
So if people know of other boxes we should be checking out, post on the forum. If you guys are getting subscription boxes, post about what you're liking, what you're not, what you think they ought to be doing, both either in terms of themes or items and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're getting different versions of some of the stuff than we're getting, please let me know. I find that interesting.
No, I'm just going to say ditto.
All right, then. So I think we're done?
I think we're done.
Cool.
The show notes and forum for this podcast can be found at www.comicbookpage.com under the podcast and forum sections of the website. Please email us at theguys@comicbookpage.com and let us know what you think of what was discussed in this episode. Thanks for listening.